7, John S. Doyle is here with a first look at what it says in Monday's papers.
The Irish Times reports in its lead story that the far right is on course to become the biggest force in French politics following the first of two rounds of voting in parliamentary elections. It's a major political defeat for President Emmanuel Macron, writes Jack Power. Power describes arrangements between Mr. Macron's centrist group and the left-wing New Popular Front to cooperate in the second round of voting next Sunday to avoid splitting the vote against Marine Le Pen's national rally. Lives lost is the headline on the Irish Examiner's front page for a special report on those who have died in road traffic accidents in 2024, which is detailed over two inside pages. Aer Lingus pilots are refusing to back down on demands for a 24% pay rise as they return to the Labour Court today in a bid to halt industrial action. That pledge by the head of the Irish Airline Pilots Association, Mark Tighe, made on radio yesterday, is the main story for the Irish Daily Mail. The deposit return scheme for plastic bottles and drink cans provides the main story for the Irish Independent. Caroline O'Doherty reports that waste collection companies have warned that they may increase prices for recycling bin collections to make up for the loss of the bottles and cans to the scheme. The singer Taylor Swift, who played three concerts in Dublin at the weekend, is the main story for the Irish Daily Star. The paper reports that she hailed Irish people as natural storytellers, and there is generous coverage of her in all the papers. A Taylor Swift show is not just a concert, it's a love story, writes Roisin Ingle in The Times. The Examiner goes the whole hog and has two full pages of photographs from the event, as well as two pages of reports. There is much about Joe Biden, too. In The Times, Maureen Dowd of The New York Times writes that after his performance in last Thursday's TV debate with Donald Trump, Biden is jeopardising the democracy he wants to save. He is unfit to be president again, in the opinion of Terry Prone of The Examiner, referring to the horror of the broadcast. On the other hand, a neuroscientist, Ian Robertson, also writing in The Times, thought Biden seemed actually pretty good for most of this gruelling debate. No one with dementia or mild cognitive impairment could have sustained a fraction of this, he says. The funerals of two RTE broadcasters at the weekend get much coverage too. High King of Broadcasting and Superlative Storyteller is the headline over The Times report on Micheál Omorohertí's funeral in Dingle. And as the paper reports from Tommy Gorman's funeral in Sligo, Gorman's son Joe paid tribute to his father. He said Tommy loved funerals because his lifeblood was connection. There was nobody he couldn't connect with.
John, thank you very much indeed.